This goes to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fix 989-352-8451 regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A Ward, W-A-R-D, date of birth 8/10/1938. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ward with diabetic nephropathy, iron deficiency anemia, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 26th of 2023. She was scheduled to come in January, but she had fallen and broke her hip. And she had a new hip placed in January of this year. Following that surgery, when she was in physical therapy, her right wrist especially started hurting. And she has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She was on a prednisone taper, which did help the pain. And she's been referred to a rheumatologist, but the appointment is several months away due to difficulty getting in to see specialists at this time. She is feeling better. The right wrist remains quite swollen, but the left wrist is also slightly swollen, and her left knee is rather painful also. She is feeling better. She, after having the hip fracture, her hemoglobin dropped from 11.1 down to 9.8. Most likely that was secondary to the fracture. With time, that will build back up. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea or bleeding. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan. She takes 75 milligrams once a day, in addition to metformin, glipizide, and aspirin, also Tylenol for pain. Physical exam, weight 141 pounds. This is stable. Pulse 82. Oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 72. Neck is supple. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 28th of 2024. Her iron level was low at 39. Iron saturation was 13. Ferritin, 69. Phosphorus, 3.9. White count was 10.74. Hemoglobin, 9.8. Normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels. 2, iron deficiency anemia, most likely secondary to the recent hip fracture. 3, hypertension, well controlled. The patient will avoid using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She's going to eat iron-rich foods rather than trying to take an iron supplement, and since she already has difficulty with constipation intermittently. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.